Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Last week we heard from the Central Bank of Ireland, and today we hear from the ESRI that expects growth, whether measured using GDP or modified domestic demand, will be on a steady path next year and the year after. Unlike the Fiscal Advisory Council, the think tank believes that spending patterns by the government are sustainable. However, it warns that housing completions have slowed compared to last year, and it warns about a possible Trump victory in November. Dr. Conor O'Toole is the Associate Research Professor with the ESRI and is on the line. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Joe.
Conor, GDP will dip this year, but both it and modified domestic demand will rise next year.
Yeah, I guess it's a little like the tale of two economies again for Ireland. We have the domestic economy still performing really, really well. So if we use our headline modified domestic demand indicator, you know, expecting steady growth this year, just over 2% and just over 2% next year. So a little bit of a kick next year. So domestic economy is doing really well. In fact, it's operating at capacity, really, in particular when you look at the labour market. But then again, with the headline indicators, we saw some big multinational swings in the second quarter of this year. So that's pulling down the investment levels and changing some of the headline indicators. But no, the domestic economy is certainly growing relatively steadily at the moment.
Yeah. Now, you comment on residential zoned land tax. You don't think it should be delayed?
Yeah, look, I think it, when we're talking about the housing market in general, you know, for a long time, we've been discussing how to kind of activate the supply side to try and take measures that will make the supply side function better. And, you know, one of those measures that we were very supportive of was the residential zoned land tax. So certainly we would like to see that brought in at the earliest opportunity. You know, it's the type of measure that we should hope will bring land more actively into the system and move it around quicker. And that's really, we think, one of the benefits of the tax, and hopefully it'll help activate the supply side.
And do you have any thoughts in your paper about what the government should do with the Apple windfall tax?
Look, I think,
you know, I think in general, we're talking about the public finances. You know, the government is in the unenviable position of having really large surpluses even before the Apple money comes in. So and when we look at the kind of windfall component of that surplus, you know, the government aren't spending all of that, that they're putting some of that into the long term investment funds. So, you know, certainly at this point in the cycle, the economy's at capacity, doesn't need any additional spending. You know, that Apple money really needs to go into those funds and be stored to have resources in the future and to be able to maybe invest in some of the bottlenecks going forward.
Yeah, so not pay off the national debt, rather put it into the sovereign wealth funds.
Well, in a sense,
you know, that we have so much money coming in through both the Apple funds, but also the increases in the corporation tax, that, you know, we are able to have our debt on a very sustainable trajectory in that sense, in a kind of debt to GDP sense. So, you know, there are very clear infrastructural bottlenecks in the domestic economy. We always talk about housing, but also in terms of the climate related investments we're going to need to decarbonize, you know, some of the utilities, water infrastructure, etc. You know, these are going to need a lot of investment in the period ahead. So certainly thinking through how we can target some of that money into those investments, as well as keeping a portion for to deal with issues around aging and longer term structural issues, I think would be a sensible approach.
Now, the ESRI urges us not to underestimate the impact of a second Donald Trump presidency on global trade and how that might disproportionately affect Ireland.
Yeah, I think it's just that
there's huge uncertainties around what might happen if there's any major change in administration. You know, we are certainly from a headline perspective in terms of both GDP, but also, you know, if you think about the corporation tax receipts, we're heavily reliant on a very small number of multinationals in terms of corp tax and in terms of our export activity. You know, these are US multinationals in the main. So changes to tariffs, changes to global trading activities, these are going to affect a small open economy like Ireland. And in particular, given our concentrated nature, you know, it could be disproportionately affecting us. So certainly there's a huge amount of uncertainties around what may happen if there's any change of administration in the US.
And finally, you make specific reference to the role played by immigration on Irish economic growth.
Yeah, I think one of the things you can very clearly see in the data for Ireland is the very positive role in terms of the economic impacts of inward net migration over the past number of years. You know, if you look at the labour force data, Ireland's economy is growing really, really fast. Employment has grown, at very rapid rates. And that has been fueled by net inward migration because our labour market is at capacity domestically. So certainly, if we want to continue to grow employment levels and we want to deal with some of the capacity constraints in the labour market, you know, inward migration is going to be a key component of that to bring in those skills that we need in the labour market. So, you know, certainly there's been an extremely positive role in terms of the economic impacts from that channel. Yeah.
Thanks, Conor. That's Dr. Conor O'Toole, Associate Research Professor with the ESRI.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.